It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hurricane Fiona, which already decimated Puerto Rico, is on Friday morning battering Bermuda. The Category 4 storm is also on a north-northeast track, heading for a direct hit on Nova Scotia by Saturday morning. The Canadian Hurricane Center issued warnings for, quote, what looks to be a historic storm for eastern Canada. Mike Savage, mayor of Halifax, said, it's going to hit us in the face. Stay safe, everyone. President Biden on Thursday promised that the federal government would help Puerto Rico recover, saying, we're not going to walk away. But the U.S. mainland is not out of the woods. There's another storm intensifying in the Atlantic. Tropical Depression Number 9, as it's now known, is expected to form into Hurricane Hermine. Hermine? The current models have tropical force winds hitting South Florida early Tuesday morning. And in case you're wondering, hurricane season runs through November 30th. Well, there's a sham election happening in four Ukrainian provinces now through Tuesday. There are referendums held by Russian and pro-Kremlin separatists who largely control the eastern provinces of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, which Moscow says would serve as justification for it to annex those areas as they did with Crimea in 2014. The U.S. and other Western allies say that would be illegal and invalid. Meanwhile, at the UN in New York on Thursday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived 90 minutes late, gave his speech, and immediately left the chamber without hearing the condemnation of Russia's actions from the other nations. Lavrov denied the allegations and said Ukrainian forces have killed civilians in pro-Russian separatist strongholds in the eastern Donbas region. And then he accused the U.S., France, and Germany of letting Ukraine commit atrocities with impunity. Well, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that Russia's retreat from the Ukrainian cities of Izium and Bucha exposed evidence of possible war crimes, including the torture and murder of civilians. Blinken said, whenever the Russian tide recedes, we discover the horror that's left in its wake. We cannot, we will not, allow Putin to get away with it. Here at home, we know that this has been a rough week for the former guy who's under investigation by numerous authorities for different areas of fraud, crime, and abuse. And now his hand-picked special master, Judge Raymond Deary, told Trump's lawyers in a filing on Thursday to back up any out-of-court claims that Trump and his allies have made that agents planted evidence. Deary said that Trump's lawyers must submit a sworn declaration with a, quote, list of any specific items on the FBI's inventory of seized documents that weren't really at Mar-a-Lago before the agents got there. This order came 2 days after the judge's first hearing with Trump's lawyers and federal prosecutors, and one day after an appeals court restored the Justice Department's access to about 100 presumptively classified documents as it pursues its criminal investigation and a national security risk assessment. And then there's what comes out of Trump's mouth. Speaking for this reporter, some speculation that the former guy is setting up a defense based on his deteriorating mental acuity, as evidenced by his appearance spread over two episodes of Hannity on the Fox Not News channel, during which he made such ridiculous claims as,
if you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
And
a lot of speculation because of what they did, the severity of the FBI coming and raiding Mar-a-Lago. Were they looking for the Hillary Clinton emails that were deleted, but they are around someplace?
It would be hysterically funny if it weren't so sad. But the Trumps aren't the only con artists preying on the American people. The Office of the Inspector General of the Labor Department on Thursday tripled its estimate of the pandemic relief funds wrongly distributed due to fraud. That includes duplicate payments, money sent to dead people, federal prisoners, or others with suspicious email accounts. Investigations have led to criminal charges against more than 1,000 people. Larry Turner, the inspector general, said in a statement that the funds attracted fraudsters looking to exploit the program, resulting in historic levels of fraud and other improper payments. Speaking of improper payments, Senate Republicans on Thursday blocked legislation that would have required disclosure of so-called dark money in elections, which has exploded after the Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United ruling. So they effectively, again, killed the Disclose Act. Way to go. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the proposal would erode the First Amendment, make political speech more difficult. No, it would just make lying and spreading falsehoods more difficult. But I digress. The Republican Party's campaign arm in the House on Thursday canceled an approximately $1 million ad buy targeting Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur in Ohio one day after the Associated Press reported that her Republican opponent, a guy named J.R. Majewski, had lied about his military service and other matters on his resume. The gerrymandering by the Ohio House would have made this race a slam dunk for the Republican. But Majewski is guilty of stolen valor, and that's not cool any way you look at it. Good riddance. Things are getting really hairy in Iran, where the death toll in ongoing anti-government protests has risen to at least 9. An anchor on Iranian state television said as many as 17 people may have died. The clashes between Iranian security forces and protesters started after a hospital reported the death of a 22-year-old woman, Masha Amini, after the country's morality police arrested her on charges that she violated the Islamic Republic's strict dress code. What was her crime? Her hijab was too loose, according to them. The unrest resulting is the worst Iran has seen in 7 years. Their biggest telecom shut down internet access to prevent the protests from spreading. And there have been widespread outages on Instagram and WhatsApp, which protesters have been using to communicate. Iran's Revolutionary Guard called for prosecuting, quote, anyone who spreads fake news and rumors. Speaking of fake news and rumors, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones testified in his second Sandy Hook defamation trial for the lies that he spread about those who were killed in the school shooting. Jones denied having a role in InfoWar videos that attacked the current court proceedings, and he claimed not to know how much money the InfoWar store reaped as the conspiracy site promoted its coverage of what he called a kangaroo court. The farce continues. And finally, from the one step up category, an Indiana judge blocked the state from enforcing its abortion ban on Thursday, 1 week after it took effect. Indiana abortion clinics immediately began working on reopening. Owen County Judge Kelsey Hanlon put the ban on hold pending the resolution of abortion clinic operators' lawsuit, arguing that the law that bans abortions with very narrow exceptions violates the state constitution. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on one of those donate buttons.